So I says to the guy, right, hey, my bathtub may be full of gravy, but at least I haven't shoved six eggs up my ass and called it an omelet. Am I right?
What are you talking about?
Welcome back to I Just Thought a Terrible Thing, the only show about omelets.
It sure is, yeah.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
I am your host, Kyle, and this is your other host,
Orion.
And
this is episode 43.
Tag team back again.
Check.
Do you know the rest of it?
Not really.
You sounded like you were good.
So let's begin. Party on, party people. Yeah.
Right.
Fuck you for bringing up that song. That was the worst song ever created.
No, that was the greatest song ever created.
Not.
Well, second only to Space Jam.
Space Jam.
Come on and slam. Welcome to the jam. Whatever
Everybody
the fuck it is.
Get up. It's time to slam now.
Right. All right. So we're off to a good start.
Yeah.
Orion, what the fuck is up with bees, man?
Bees?
Bees. They're dying like crazy. They've been dying. Everywhere I go, I hear, oh, the bees are dying. Oh, the bees are dying. They even, like, that M. Night Shyamalan guy even kind of made a movie about it. The Happening, like the trees.
I never saw that fucking movie.
The whole movie isn't about the bees dying, but there's like a part. I never saw it either. But there's a part in the trailer where Marky Mark is teaching a class and he's talking about how all the bees are dying and nobody knows why.
Oh, shit. Yeah, in the trailer. Yeah. That's why I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
It looked like garbage.
This movie's all about bees dying.
Yeah.
But what the fuck is up with bees? Why are they all dying?
I haven't heard this.
I saw another article the other day. I've been hearing about this for the past, I don't know, 3 years, maybe just 2 years, whatever, but
burp.
But I saw another article about this the other day, and I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I haven't heard about this at all.
Half of me
is thinking you're full of shit.
No, this is one of those things where, like, I say, hey, Orion, you hear about this?
No,
and I expect you to say yes, and you say no. But it's true. The bees are all dying, and nobody knows why. But I did also read a separate article the other day, and I kind of put two and two together. This other article was about how scientists recently discovered that certain bees can emit an odor that kills other bees.
What?
So maybe that's the problem. All these stinky-ass bees killing each other.
Stinky-ass bees. Fucking great.
I just thought I'd bring that up.
Stinky-ass bees.
Stinkyassbees.com /donate.
Yeah.
Save the stinky-ass bees. So,
What's been going on? So what's been going on?
We really are off to a good start. So, as anybody who has a Facebook account knows, there are games you can play on Facebook. And for the most part, I've stayed away from them, like Farmville and...
Fuck that.
Vampires versus Zombies and Mafia Wars.
Mafia Wars.
Bejeweled Blitz. Well, yeah. Aldi plays Bejeweled Blitz, and you and Aldi play Uno.
We play the Uno, yeah.
And recently, my curiosity got the better of me, and I started playing Bejeweled Blitz. And the fucking thing, the problem, it's not even fun, but I can't stop playing it. Like, I'm actually just getting violently angry playing this game.
It's playing it so much.
Like, I see this, there's like a little high score list on the side of like people I'm friends with and what their scores are.
Yeah.
And there's like four or five people above me, and they're all girls. Like, and they're all dumb.
You can't beat their score.
Well, one of them's Aldi, so I probably shouldn't say she's dumb in case she hears this, but...
Yeah.
And I can't beat their scores. I can't even come close. And I'm like, I gotta do this because...
Yeah, what gives? What the fuck did they do that you can't possibly do?
I can't figure it out. And every time I play, it gives you 1 minute to rack up the highest score that you can.
Possible, yeah, in that 1 minute.
And I can't even come close. Like, one of these people has like a 259,000 point score... And my highest score ever is like 119,000.
Jesus.
I can't even come close. I haven't even done that again. So the reason I play that is just because I'm angry at it. But then you and Aldi convinced me, or maybe it was mostly Aldi.
Definitely Aldi.
Convinced me
I wouldn't
to play,
do that to you.
Convinced me to play Uno with you guys. And that's okay. I mean,
it's fun when you're drunk. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess. But it's just Uno, the card game. And... We get on there and we play Uno. And, but the other night, or last night actually, I was on by myself. You guys had gone to bed. And we had been playing Uno, but then I just kept playing by myself. And I started chatting with everybody who came in. There's a little chat window. You can talk to whoever happens to be in the game with you.
While you're playing,
So I got bored. I just started talking to everybody. And I didn't have anything important to say. And I didn't know these people. So I kept asking questions like, what's your favorite dinosaur? What's your favorite marine mammal? Who likes to party? You know, just stupid questions. And when I was asking about dinosaurs and marine mammals, this dude and this chick were like, nobody cares about animals. Just shut up, God. So you don't care about animals? Not even kittens?
Turn it around. Like,
right now, no. Uno was such serious business.
Yeah.
So then in all caps, I typed, everybody shut the fuck up. I'm trying to Uno here. But then, so I kept playing that for a while, man. And eventually those people left. And this other girl came in whose Facebook icon or profile picture or whatever.
Profile pic, yeah.
Is a pickup truck. And she comes in the room and she's actually kind of laughing at some of the stupid shit I'm saying. So I was like, this is kind of fun.
Yeah.
And she out of nowhere just makes a racist joke.
Okay.
Which is fine with me, except that, you know, I don't know her, so I don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like coming from a bad place or a good place.
Yeah.
So her joke was, I got a tattoo of a black guy on my left arm the other day and it stopped working. So I was like, okay. I can go with that.
All right.
And then she said, hey, do you remember that cartoon show, The Jetsons? And I said, yeah. And she said, do you remember the black guy on it? And I kind of ruined her punchline because what I said to that was, yeah. I thought The Jetsons took place in a utopian future where there were no black people. And her punchline, I was supposed to say no. And then her punchline was, ain't the future grand?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And so I was fine with all this.
Yeah.
Then, this Vietnamese chick comes in, and I forget what, or no, not Vietnamese. Jesus. Wow, now I sound like a racist. No, this Thai chick comes in.
Oh, chick Thai from chick, okay.
Thailand. And I asked her, I said, I heard that you can buy little boys in Thailand, and I asked if she sells them in bulk. And the chick with the pickup truck icon started saying, stop that. I was like, stop what? She's like, don't talk about that. Don't even joke about that ever.
Jesus. I was
so wait a minute.
Yeah, wait a minute.
You can make horrible, horrible racist jokes, and I can't joke about kids?
Yeah.
Why is that? And she said, I have kids. I said, okay, wait.
Oh, come on.
So wait a minute. It's not okay for me to joke about kids because you have some, but it is okay for me to joke about black people because you don't have any?
Yeah.
like if slavery was still legal, it wouldn't be okay to make these jokes. I don't get it. And then she said, well, actually, my kids are biracial.
What?
Well, what the fuck? That makes it even worse. Like now, by your own logic, you shouldn't be able to make these jokes because you do have some black people.
Yeah.
I just didn't get it.
Dumb bitch.
I don't get the hypocrisy. So I asked her if I could borrow one of them because I had a deck I wanted to build.
Oh, shit.
But then the game ended, so I couldn't get an answer.
Oh, bummer.
So if she's out there, I'm still wondering.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing.
All right. Well, shit. Well, 2 days ago was our area's first big snow of the season.
Yeah.
So, with that, I've noticed at work and with everybody, a lot of people are talking about it. People that don't normally talk with one another, you know, will now talk because it's an excuse to like talk about the weather, you know, small talk and shit. And for me, it's just really, really fucking annoying. I don't know about you, but
it doesn't really bother me. I mean, you know, when the stereotypical go-to line when you're making small talk is, how about that weather we're having, you
and
know?
That's what I hate, yeah, because I'll sit in the break room with some old fuck, and another person who's old will come in, they'll be like, oh, it's quite the weather we got out there, you know?
I guess it would annoy me if it was somebody that doesn't talk to me, ever, and then all of a sudden they come up to me and start talking about the weather.
Yeah.
But like, if it was you, for example, the weather really does kind of suck ass.
Yeah, well,
What are we supposed to do? Just ignore it?
Yeah. Well, today I was in the break room, and when there's like someone in the break room who's really old, they've been there for like 40 fucking years, they don't like having the television on. I don't know why. It's always off. I know when I walk in and it's off, if I turn my head, there's going to be some fucking old guy or old woman there that just gets annoyed, and they like to sit there in silence. So I respect that, whatever. I grab a seat, light up a smoke, and I'm just sitting there in silence. And it sucks, man. I don't know what it is. I don't care what's on television. I just need some kind of noise. Otherwise, it's just awkward. I'm sitting here. We're not speaking. I don't really talk to this person. But then I'm sitting there. And they're like, so quite the commute today. Jeez.
Well, that's some noise.
But goddamn, you never talk to me. I'd rather just hear the television. I don't care if it's an infomercial. I don't want to talk to you. I'm just there to relax, you know.
I talk
to people all fucking day that I don't know, you know, answering questions and shit.
You'd rather hear about the slap chop?
Yeah,
than,
I would.
than hear about the weather?
Yeah, because it's just, I don't know, it annoys me.
Well, now I feel bad because one of the things I said to you earlier was about the weather. When we were talking off the air.
Yeah. What?
When I was talking about how I was on my way to work and this guy spun out in front of me.
Well, that was a story. You weren't just like, how about that weather? Yeah, I get it. It snowed. But if you got a story, okay, this guy didn't have a story.
Oh, I see.
I guess that could make it better for me, I guess. But that was a good story.
It wasn't really a good story.
It was really good.
I was on the way to work and I was making a left-hand turn. And a guy in front of me was making a left-hand turn too, but he just kept on turning.
Ooh.
And ended up facing like the opposite direction that he meant to be facing. And so I just drove around him and went to work.
Yeah. It's funny because the first few days of snow, nobody is used to it. They do this every fucking year, but they're like,
seasonal amnesia.
Yeah. Whoa, it's slippery.
I forgot what snow is like.
I was nearly late because some dipshit was going like 20 miles an hour in a 45.
Yeah. Fuck. I realize you're supposed to slow down because of the weather, but you don't have to come to a stop.
Yeah, I don't mean to bring that up. Everybody probably doesn't give a shit. It just...
And it is annoying, though.
Fucking
like,
drivers, man.
I was stuck behind somebody who I swear was going 10 miles an hour in a 40-mile-an-hour
zone. No
fucking
way.
And I said, I know you're supposed to slow down, but Jesus Christ, like, you could walk at this rate.
Fuck. Yeah, that's it. When it's almost like you got to throw your hands up and go, really? Come on, you know?
Yeah, I don't do a lot of like the, you know, yelling at the person in front of you, but I was doing a little bit of it today.
Yeah.
And it does seem like the bad weather makes people stupider.
Oh, yeah.
But I wonder if that's just because the bad weather brings out like, you know, normally somebody who takes a turn kind of recklessly, if it's not all snowy and nasty.
Yeah.
We'll still make the turn.
Like a stupid asshole.
So the snow just brings it, like, just accents it.
Yeah.
Makes it more obvious.
But yeah, I don't want to dwell on that. I just wanted to bring that up.
Let's talk about the weather.
No!
How about this weather we're having, Orion?
Fuck off.
Fucking bees. What the fuck is going on with these bees? I don't know. Like, where are they all going? Good question, actually. Where do bees go in the winter? Because I don't know.
Good question.
Do you know where bees go?
I have no idea.
Do they hibernate?
They must.
Or do they fly south from the winter? I don't know what they do.
I don't know.
I know bees kind of migrate, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, you know, like killer Africanized bees were... Back in the day, people were worried because they were migrating slowly north.
Yep. The killer bees, yeah.
Whatever happened to killer bees?
I don't know.
Did they just stop killing?
I think we won.
We won the war against the bees. The great bee war is open. That's where all the bees went.
Yeah.
They've all been killed in the war.
Yeah. I just assume all the insects, most will go underground and hibernate.
They're not dying. They're hiding. They're hiding from our bee death camps.
Yeah.
I don't know where these bees have gone.
All right. Has this ever happened to you? You're driving along, you're smoking a cigarette, you're done with the cigarette, you toss it out the window, and for some reason, well, in my case, every time, the person behind me gets on my ass and tailgates me like they want to kill me.
Really?
Yes.
No, that's never happened to me. Are you sure you're not just being paranoid?
No, I have a fear of this now. Every time I'm done with my cigarette, I'm like, please don't fall on my lap. Oh, I got to put this out. Because every time, if someone's behind me, I just, you know, flick it out the window or something. They're riding my ass like I just polluted their lawn or pissed on their house. This is my street. Ooh, this is my town.
I guess they just love the environment.
They must instantly. Like, look at this asshole.
Fuck the environment.
He's got spiky hair. It's just, I don't get it. That's never happened to you?
Maybe your cigarette butts have been killing the bees. You know, if any kind of insect should disappear, it should be wasps.
Yeah.
Because wasps are fucking worthless. They're like asshole bees. Like, yeah. They don't make honey, for one, so fuck them.
Yeah, like, fuck them.
And two, they'll sting you for no fucking reason. And three, they can sting you more than once, fucking assholes.
Oh, yeah. This, well, that ain't cool.
There was one time I got stung right on the nose because there were a bunch of bees living in my neighbor's eaves trough. Or not bees, but wasps living in my neighbor's eaves trough. And they just came flooding out for some reason. And just bam, one landed on my face and stung me on the nose. Fucking wasps.
Man, you know how long it took me to figure out what the difference was until I read a book? Because people
between
will call
bees and wasps?
Bees, wasps, hornets. Because people, when I'm a kid, will address all of them as just whatever comes to mind.
Bees.
Goddamn hornets.
Pokebugs.
I thought that was a bee. No, hornets.
I don't actually know what makes a hornet, but like the wasps we have around here are very obviously different from bees, or at least the wasps we had where I lived as a kid, because they had like the really long legs and they were like black. You don't know what I'm talking about?
I thought that was a hornet.
That's a wasp.
Because I thought the bees were the fuzzy. They had the fuzzy ass.
Bumblebees are like the big, like the ones that look like yellow and black cotton
balls.
You can
almost slap them. Yeah, they're so...
like stuffed animals. But there are other kinds of bees. That's not the only kind of bees.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah. But there's like little, you know, little bees, but they're kind of fuzzy on the ass. And then there's like the same.
I think hornets are yellow and black like bees, I think.
Well, then I confuse them. Yeah, because there's something that looks like a bee, but instead of a fuzzy ass, it's got, you know, the yellow.
I think that's a hornet.
Oh, really?
And wasps. Fuck me. Wasps are like the gangly motherfuckers that land on your face and sting your nose. Fucking assholes. And they don't make honey. God damn it.
God damn.
What are we going to do when all these bees die out? Like, can we make honey on our own? Is there like some kind of bee bot artificial?
I think we can live without honey.
Are you fucking kidding me? I can't live without honey.
Oh, really?
I love honey. I put honey on everything. Put honey on my cereal.
Yeah.
Put honey on my ham sandwiches.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Yeah.
I put honey on my breasts. Lather it up. You ever put honey on bread and it gets like all weird and crystally, like it gets crunchy somehow? I don't understand that phenomenon.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Have you never put honey on bread? Or do you just not?
I have. I just haven't noticed, I guess. Jesus Christ.
I'm putting honey on this bread. Nom, 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 nom. No time to pay attention.
Did that blow your fucking mind when that?
It's just weird. It's like, have you ever put cornstarch in just a little bit of water so it's like a mush? And then like when you push on it, it's kind of like hard. But then when you pick it up between your fingers, it runs through like water.
I believe you, but I've never experienced
that. Have you ever done anything, Orion? Have you ever done anything?
I was the kid that got kicked out of the house during the day to play outside all day and then come in, you know, as soon as the sun went down. So
I was the kid whose parents both worked when I got home from school, so I had plenty of time to mix cornstarch with water for no reason other than that I'd heard about it somewhere and play with it for like an hour.
Jesus.
But I can't believe you've never noticed that about putting honey on bread. It gets all weird because it's like all, you know, it's honey's all.
I was too busy enjoying it.
Sticky and like drippy. And then the bread is all like squishy and spongy. And then you put them together and it gets all crunchy somehow. I don't understand what happens.
I'll have to try that.
I hate you. You ruin everything. Every time I say something new, you're like, I don't know what that is. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's your opportunity to
Hey,
educate
Ryan,
me.
Have you ever heard about the Declaration of Independence? The what now?
Fuck you.
Orion, who's on the $1 bill? There's a person on the $1 bill?
Oh, man. You're killing me here.
I don't know what's going on. So you were talking to me earlier about mail order brides.
Oh, yeah. God damn it. I wasn't sure if I wanted to bring this up. But
well, I didn't even know that was a real thing. Like, I knew it was a real thing once upon a time, but I didn't know people still did that. But apparently you run into them all the fucking time.
Yeah, at work, man. And I, like you said, I shouldn't judge. But if it's a foreign-looking woman.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
A foreign-looking woman.
Non-white. And she's young. And the guy's like 50-some years old. And, you know, he just has that look. I don't know. I assume she's a mail order bride of some kind. But I see it a lot.
You were telling me that they were mostly Asian chicks.
Yeah.
But I like the classical notion of mail order brides that I've always had in my head is like Eastern European chicks, like white chicks.
Really?
So yeah,
like I know,
but I don't really know. Like I said, I didn't know this was a thing that still happened.
Yeah. Apparently I saw a thing on Dateline years back, you know, about Russian girls. And that was like the big thing with mail order brides, the Russian chicks.
Right.
But I've never seen like a Russian chick or whatnot. It's always been some kind of Asian chick with some old guy.
Maybe they just dig Asians.
I don't know. Maybe. But I'm thinking about this and I should have read up on it, but it's bugging me because I don't see how this is okay. Like as far as legalities, you just bring them in, you get married, it's cool. It's all good. Whereas,
I guess.
Like,
I mean, technically it's consensual.
Yeah, I didn't think that was still going on because they made the citizenship test a lot harder for a reason, but still you can just come over, marry, and boom, they're a fucking citizen.
I don't know how that works. I've heard it both ways. I've heard like you can get married and then become a citizen, but I don't think that's true. I think maybe that makes it easier, or if you're married, you're not necessarily a citizen, but you can stay.
Yeah.
But
as long as you're paying taxes.
Like you're a resident alien at that point or something. I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Talk to Aldi about it. She's foreign. Yeah. She should know.
Yeah, that'll get me up.
She's not a citizen.
A fast punch in the nuts.
She can't vote, which is probably good.
We were talking about that because I'm like, have you received any notification like if your visa is going to expire or
right.
What's going on? Nothing.
I don't understand how she's like just here indefinitely, but not a citizen. I don't really know how any of that works.
I haven't read up on it, but she has a SOSH. She gets a W-2. She has, you know, she gets a license, no problem. So I don't know all about it, but I don't think she has anything to worry about, I hope.
Oh, well.
But yeah, the whole mail order bride thing. I was thinking like, it's okay to bring them over, marry them, and I guess they're citizens. I don't know. But if that's cool, then why can't we just, you know, order them over and then, you know, send them back?
I guess I was thinking about this
like when I was taking a shit one day.
Right. What like, better time to think about mail order brides?
I was contemplating. Yeah. I was like, man, all these mail order brides. Well, anyway, I was thinking about why can't you just order them into the country, you know, have your way with them, send them back, kind of like Netflix.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, I follow you.
Yeah, only you call it Net Chicks or something.
Nice.
Or
nice.
What was I thinking about? You know, Gamefly.
Yeah.
Crotchfly.
I would go with Net Chicks. I think Crotchfly. Yeah. I don't know about that.
But I know prostitution, you know, is illegal in most states and whatnot. But if the mail order bride thing, it's obviously all about the sex.
No. No.
You don't think so?
It's all about everlasting love, Orion.
Oh, yeah.
I'm such a social misfit, I can't find a person here to willingly date me, so willingly. I will buy someone from another country.
Yeah, but how do you feel about that? Like, the chick is obviously, you know, she involved herself in this bullshit. And I don't know what's going on over there, but it's obviously worse than what's happening here. Because this one chick that worked, or I think still works where I work, she is a mail order bride. She's talked to Aldi and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And she secretly sends money back home to her family without this guy knowing. And apparently he's a huge asshole. And I can only imagine what he makes her do, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, she felt like it was worth it. So I'm like,
yeah, I think a lot of times,
does that make it right?
I think a lot of times the mail order bride in question, her family is destitute wherever they're living. They're poor as shit. And so she comes over here, and the guy gives her family a certain amount of money, which helps them out a lot. And, you know, if her life was so shitty over there, then just having to deal with a douche husband isn't such a big deal to, you know, live in the States.
Yeah.
You're kind of getting the better end of the deal.
Yeah. But man, all those sexual things they probably put them through. I don't know. It's just so sick to me.
I guess it's kind of like, sweatshops.
Yeah.
Like people will say things like, oh, I don't buy Nikes because they employ sweatshop labor, or I don't buy this or that American Apparel, whatever the fuck it is. I don't know. I don't know who employs sweatshop workers.
People
and who
that
doesn't.
Don't like sweatshops usually buy American Apparel.
Well, oh, is that, did I get it
because,
backwards? I don't, like I said, I don't fucking know because I don't care.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If you stop buying Nikes because they're employing sweatshop workers, the best possible outcome would be that they stop employing sweatshop workers, which means now all those people don't have jobs. I know they were working horrible jobs for like pennies an hour.
Yeah.
But now they're not making those pennies an hour and working no jobs. So they're just even more fucked. I'm not saying it's right, but like the just abandoning them is not really the answer.
Yeah.
Like if you want to go over there and like set up some kind of employment reform or whatever, then that's one thing. But even that is just going to make like if let's say country A
yeah.
has no real regulations on that kind of thing. So like Nike goes in and says, we're going to employ all these people because they'll work for 3 cents an hour.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden some politician comes along and reforms the whole thing and says, now you have to pay them $7 an hour.
Yeah.
Nike's going to go, fuck this. We can just do this at home.
Yeah.
And they'll just pull out.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. And as long as they're making stuff I want to buy, I'm going to keep buying it.
Yeah. I think it's, it might go deeper than that. Like if that happened where they, you know, reform it and offer them, you know, say you got to pay them more per hour and the company bails out. Well, if everybody kind of gets on that boat and says, we need to change all this shit. I don't see where that would go because there's always going to be another country or place where they can, you know, employ workers for shit wages, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's people out there that are like, well, if we just eliminate this bullshit altogether, well, what are you going to do? Police the entire world? You know, it's the government's fault. It's their problem.
It's sort of like
not our problem.
The whole PETA thing, like the whole vegetarian thing. What, like, that's great that you don't want to eat animals anymore. But what the fuck do you think is going to happen if we all agree and just stop all at once?
Yeah,
like, it's not going to be pretty.
And I don't mean to be like pessimistic, like no. What are we going to do, you know? What's one person going to do? What's a few people going to do? Or one group, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can see the potential of one group changing the world, but it's depends, I guess, on what they're trying to change. Because realistically, you're dealing with a massive proportion of power that you're up against.
Well, it's not even that. It's like, well, I mean, the only way to really make it fair would be like fair to the workers would be to say, all right, Nike, you have to pay them $7 an hour or whatever, and you're not allowed to pull out.
Yeah.
Which isn't really fair to Nike. I mean, yeah, fuck them because they're employing all these sweatshop workers and they're, you know, making them work under these horrible conditions, but they're not like the government. They're not, you know, they don't owe anybody anything except for what they have contracted with people to pay them. If all of a sudden you say they can't stop employing all these people, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. If you don't agree with it, don't buy their product, basically.
But like I said, if everybody stops buying their product, you're not really helping.
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know. What were we talking? Mail order brides.
Yeah.
What was my point was, I think it's kind of like the sweatshop worker thing where like, it's not a good thing, but it's better than just letting them starve to death.
Yeah.
Like it's better than just not giving them money and just letting them stay where they are and their family starves and they starve and everybody lives a shit life. Like one of them comes over here, their family gets a little bit of money. And, you know, as by American standards, their life might be kind of shitty, but overall, chances are it's probably better than where they were at.
Yeah.
So again, it's kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't.
It's definitely misfortunate, but I guess it beats being in the sex trade. So
well, it sort of is the sex trade, kind of. but
the sex trade, I'm sure, is a lot worse.
When you say sex trade, do you mean like prostitution, or do you
sex
mean like
trafficking?
Do you mean like you mean like human trafficking?
Human trafficking,
like people who kidnap people and sell them for sex?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
sorry.
What about these bees?
God damn it. Shut the fuck up.
Shut up, Kyle.
Oh. Anything else on your mind?
Aside from bees?
Yeah.
Not really.
All right, let's get into the voicemails.
Well, there's only one this week.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It's all right.
Hi, Kyle. Hi, Ryan. It's me again. Oh, by the way, I'm half left on your forums. Christmas is coming up, and I just wanted to. I was just wondering, what are your guys' thoughts on Christmas? Like, how many people do you have to buy presents for? Do you just buy presents for family or friends or what? And obviously, because you two aren't like religious guys, so obviously you just don't care about that. So, yeah, you just, is it all about the presents for you and the parties and the obviously Christmas dinner, the king of the roast dinners? Yeah. So it's also because I know you're going to hear this, Jordan, you sexy bastard, leave a message.
Nice.
yeah.
I don't know if we've ever had anybody give a shout out in a voicemail before.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool, I guess.
You sexy busted.
Christmas.
Christmas. What are your thoughts on Christmas?
As an atheist, and actually even before I would have defined myself as an atheist, my favorite, everything I like about Christmas is what people complain about Christmas. Like yeah. The commercialization of the holiday and how Jesus has been stripped from it. It's supposed to be about Jesus' birthday, but now it's all about Santa Claus and Christmas trees and Christmas lights and getting people presents.
Yeah.
That's actually the stuff that I kind of like. I liked singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and I liked having a Christmas tree, and I liked getting presents and giving presents, and that's the stuff that I like.
Yeah, the present thing.
In terms of who we buy presents for myself, I don't usually, especially now, I probably won't be with my mom being out of the country, because I used to meet up with my mom and my sister every Christmas, but I don't usually get a ton of stuff for family.
Yeah.
And so if I get like presents for people, it's usually friends.
Yeah.
But I don't feel super obligated or anything, because I don't think any of our circle of friends really do.
Yeah. Like, not at all.
I got to get so and so a present. Oh, this is so stressful.
Yeah. Fuck that.
I don't think it's not really a problem for us.
Yeah. We're all simple people and we're kind of, you know, hurting to get by. So,
like, if I don't get any presents this year from anyone, yeah, I'm not going to be upset about it. And I don't think anybody would be upset if they didn't get anything from me.
Yeah. I used to get like one thing for my mom, my dad, my brother and sister every year, but I kind of gave up because they never used or cared for anything I ever got them. So I stopped.
It's kind of hard to get presents for people you don't see on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And even people you do see on a regular basis, it can be hard because you, like, if you know for sure that somebody wants this one thing and they really want it.
Yeah.
There's a fairly good chance that everybody else who knows that person wants to get them a present also knows that.
Yeah.
So there's a pretty good chance that you could accidentally get them the same thing as somebody
else. Exactly. Yeah. And I hate that. And I'm not a big fan of the gift card thing because, I mean, me personally, if I got a gift card, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
But it's kind of viewed, I guess, in my family as a douchey gift. Like, I couldn't think of anything. Here you go. Here's a gift card.
I don't mind that.
But yeah, if you got a gift card to like a fucking gas station, here's some gas money. But then I always think, why don't I just give them cash?
Exactly. You know? I don't mind the whole like I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah.
Thing, like, if it's in that case, I would say it is the thought that counts.
Yeah.
You know, like, you wanted to get me something, but you didn't know what I wanted. So yeah. So here's some money. Here, you can get what you want.
Yeah.
The only thing is, I would say, yeah, give cash, because if you give a gift certificate, then you have to spend it at this one place. And like, it's just very limiting. And
yeah.
And if you like misplace it, it's just gone.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you misplace cash, like, you could find it later or whatever. You could deposit in the bank and put it with all your other cash. But with gift cards, you have to keep track of them specifically. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You can't just shove them in the wallet with all your other gift cards.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I gave up on presents after that day I sent. That one Christmas, I sent you out to deliver the presents.
I forgot about that.
For my mom, dad, brother, and sister.
Because
I'm the creative one. So I thought it'd be funny. And I brought this up on the show, I believe.
I'm not sure if you did.
But I bought everyone in my family a porno magazine. One my dad would like, one my mom would like, so on and so on. And my sister was underage, so she was like 16. But
did you actually get your sister one?
Yeah. And my mom was dating a black guy at the time, so I got her like Black Inches or something.
I can't remember if I knew this when I delivered the presents.
I didn't tell you.
So I show up with all these presents, yeah, and then I leave, and they're all porn mags.
Kyle was going to Lansing, Michigan, where our family lived at the time.
Yeah.
And you were going for your family Christmas.
Right.
And I had to work, so I was staying here in town, here in Grand Rapids. So I was like, hey, Kyle, can you deliver these to my family? You're like, okay.
Yeah.
You had no idea what they were. And I thought it'd be funny.
That's pretty great, actually.
But yeah, you got to my mom's house, and what happened after that? I don't think you heard or got any like shit for it. I don't think you did, but I sure as hell did.
What, for you not going, or?
No, for the presents.
Oh, no, I never, they didn't contact me and go, shit. Kyle, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, my super Christian mom opened hers, and because all the other ones were obviously magazines wrapped up, Oh, and they were in that that great wrapping paper.
Oh, with yeah. Didn't we buy, like, we bought wrapping paper that had, like, I think we bought a couple different kinds.
Yeah, two different kinds from that website.
I think, was it from T-ShirtHell.com?
T-ShirtHell.com, yeah.
And I think one of them had, like, a Santa and elves performing all kinds of sexual acts. And the other one was something to do with Jesus.
It was Jesus on the cross, but he was wrapped in all kinds of
decorative. Oh, that's right. He was decorated like a Christmas tree.
My mom opened hers and assumed what the other presents were and threw them all out, which isn't fair. And she was fucking pissed. But I thought it was hilarious, man.
That's a pretty good
fucking gross sense of humor.
It's a good joke.
Yeah.
I know one year you and Aldi went all out on Christmas presents, and I think you were charging them to a
credit card.
So yeah, it's like free money. We'll get everybody something.
Yeah, I was like, man, I don't really go all out on a credit card, so I thought I'd blow it. And I did buy everything on eBay and I didn't like do the buy now or anything. I bid on all the items. So I didn't spend a whole lot, but I did buy quite a bit for everybody, even like friends I wasn't really friends with, but that were in our circle of friends.
Yeah.
That was cool. But then I realized they kind of felt like shit, like, well, fuck, I didn't get you anything, you know? So, and I tried to explain, you know, I got you something. I don't want anything back.
Guys,
you know?
Don't worry about it. It was free money.
Yeah. No. But they did feel like shit, so I stopped doing that. So I just try to keep it. If I can buy a present, I try to keep it, you know, within a certain circle of friends that know what I'm doing. You know, they're not going to be like, oh, man, I feel like shit. Because I don't want to make anyone feel like shit on Christmas.
My big problems when it comes to buying presents are two things. One I've already kind of mentioned, which is you never know what other people are going to get this person.
Yeah.
So, like, if I wanted to get you something, I should probably at least talk to Aldi about what she's going to get you. Because if I know you want this thing, she probably knows it too.
Yeah.
But on top of that, the other thing is like, let's say we were going to have a get together with a bunch of friends, which has happened before.
Yeah.
And do like gift exchanges and stuff. If like if you're there and I know you want this thing, let's say you wanted like a video game or something.
Yeah.
And it's relatively expensive, but I think it'd be really cool and I know you'll appreciate it.
Yeah.
So I get that for you. And then like somebody else, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck they want. So I get them like a few random small things that I think they'll appreciate, but don't really add up at all to what I got you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's.
And then I feel bad, but it's like, it's just the way it worked out. It's just that I knew this is what you wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I would totally understand that. Yeah. If you gave a friend like a video game and you got me like something very sporadic from eBay that was hilarious, but I have no use for.
Right.
I would appreciate it. So that's one reason I stopped getting gifts for friends I don't really know that don't really get it. You know?
Because I'd always have like one or two really good ideas, and then there'd be other people I'd feel like I should be buying for, but I have no fucking clue.
That's the worst part about gatherings where there's gift exchanges.
Yeah.
It's so fucking awkward. Like, I got a present for you and you, but not you. I don't really know you. You know?
As far as the Christmas dinner thing, because he said it was like the king of roast dinners or something.
Yeah.
I don't know how American families in general handle it, but like we never really did like a huge all out dinner thing like we do for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
My mom would make ham sometimes.
Yeah, that seems to be a popular choice.
I think I talked about this before. She makes ham and puts cloves in it.
Yeah.
And it tastes like poison.
Oh, fucking cloves.
But yeah, she would make ham, but it wasn't a huge deal. It wasn't like big old Christmas dinner. Everybody gather around the table and just shit everywhere. Like,
yeah, you don't know where to begin.
Right. I don't know. Did your family do like big Christmas dinners?
Only when, it was like a relative gathering, you know.
Yeah.
We go to the relatives and of course there's a fuckload of them. So there's a lot of food. But if it was a family thing, I don't think we ever did a fucking dinner ever. We just did Christmas and, that was it. Just presents, you know?
Yeah. I can't believe how soundly I used to sleep as a kid. Like, because I've mentioned before that I didn't know that Santa Claus wasn't real until my parents told me because I was just really gullible, I guess. But I was a little kid, and if my parents tell me something's true, I'm just going to assume they're not lying to me.
Yeah.
I don't see how that's like, haha, you're an idiot. But
yeah, not at all.
But whatever. But like we would go to bed, me and my sister, and I'm all like jazzed for the next day because it's Christmas Eve. And somehow my parents are like moving shit, wrapping shit, putting shit under the tree. And I don't hear any of it.
Yeah.
I'm just amazing. Down the hall.
Same here.
And even more surprising than that, like back in the day, my parents did the tooth fairy thing. And I'd go to
No shit.
I'd lose a tooth. I'd go to bed. I'd put the tooth under my pillow. I'd wake up the next day and there'd be money under my pillow.
Wow.
How the fuck do they do that?
Oh, man.
I must have slept like a fucking rock. Did they not do that with you? Because you sounded surprised.
Yeah, not with the tooth fairy thing. Yeah, no way.
They never did the tooth fairy?
No, not
really?
At all. Yeah.
I think that's pretty common.
That was kind of looked at as bullshit at the time.
Well, it is bullshit, but I mean, so is Santa. I don't...
Yeah, but, well, that... Yeah, the whole Santa thing.
Like, I think you're probably in the minority on that, but I'm not positive.
I don't know, yeah. If anyone out there has experienced the tooth fairy thing with their parents...
And wow. It wouldn't be a lot of money or anything. It'd be like a quarter.
It's a fucking quarter, yeah.
Yeah. But still, like, how did they do it? They had to get under my pillow, get the tooth out, get the quarter under there, all without waking me up.
Have you ever woken up early, like, in the night? Or have you slept soundly the whole time every year as a kid?
When I was a kid, I think I slept through the night
really?
Every
wow.
year. Yeah.
A couple of times, yeah, I'd wake up, and it'd be like 4 in the morning. I'd run out. There was nothing there. I was early, so I ran back to bed because fuck, Santa might catch me or something.
I would wake up pretty early, but like I was still young enough that my bedtime was like 10 o'clock at the absolute latest.
Yeah.
So by 4 in the morning, they were done.
Yeah.
So if I had gotten up at 4 in the morning, it would have been there.
Yeah.
So I would wake up at like 7 in the morning and be like jumping on my parents' bed like, guys, 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 it's time to get up.
You were that fucking asshole kid.
How could I not be? If I'm awake and I see there's presents under the tree, how could I not be?
Yeah.
You know, it just occurred to me, if all the bees die out and there's no more honey, what are we going to put in those little bear-shaped squeezy bottles?
We don't need them because we don't need honey.
I will not live in a world without bear-shaped squeezy bottles. I'm sorry. I'll fill them with ketchup or something.
Well, mayonnaise, yeah.
Mayonnaise?
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess that would be more useful than like the jar that mayonnaise normally comes in.
Yeah.
Speaking of mayonnaise, actually, this is completely out of left field. But how do you feel about Miracle Whip?
I am a big fan of Miracle Whip.
I'm pretty indifferent.
The country is divided.
kind
I've
of.
Seen it.
Yeah, like my ex-girlfriend hated it.
Really?
Like it made her nauseous. She would not eat Miracle Whip. Gross, gross, gross. I grew up eating it because my mom didn't like real mayo.
She didn't like it?
I guess.
That's fucking nuts.
My mom also doesn't like noodles. Like at all. She will eat
like pasta in general.
She will eat spaghetti only because like she would make spaghetti just because we liked it, like me and my sister.
Okay.
So she would make spaghetti and she would eat that, but that was the only kind of noodles she would eat. She wouldn't eat macaroni and cheese or like fettuccine, any kind of nothing.
That is
lasagna. She doesn't like noodles.
Cuz I fucking love mayonnaise, but I know it's so bad for me. I can't eat a ton of it and feel good about myself. So when I'm eating Miracle Whip, I'm like, I can eat all of this all day and it's a little bit healthier.
Well, I don't
know. It's good. I love it. It's got that zip.
That tangy zip.
It's got that zip, yeah.
My mom also doesn't like nuts.
Oh, what the fuck?
She loves peanut butter, but she will not eat peanuts or any other kind of nuts.
Typical girl.
She says it's the texture. That and noodles. She says it's the texture.
It's just picky.
Grosses
ass.
Her out. Yeah, it's
girls. So American.
It's very female. Yeah, it's very American. Like
send it back.
Some starving African kid is eating clumps of dirt, and my mom is like throwing away bags full of nuts because she doesn't want them.
The texture's just not quite right.
Mm. Anyway. So as I was surfing the internet, like I do, I encountered this video of this old lady. The description of the video says this old lady thinks the government is spying on her grandson and is going to put him in jail for having a Facebook account. So I kind of wanted to play this audio.
Yeah.
And everything. You understand that? They go to jail. They get beaten up. There's no way out. Understand that?
What are you talking about?
I happen to love you.
I'm not gonna get in trouble because of Facebook and videos.
Yes.
No, I'm not. I'm not gonna go to jail.
But can you read it?
I don't want to read it. I'm not a
She's trying to hand her grandson a newspaper. And I don't know, I guess...
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
You can kind of figure out what the newspaper article is about from the context of what they're about to say.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not an article about how having a Facebook account is going to get you arrested.
Yeah.
And I really like her use of the phrase, I happen to love you. Just by coincidence, I do happen to love you. Like, just so you know.
I'm not a sex offender.
You're reading the book. Come on.
I'm not. I don't want to read the newspaper about sex offenders.
It's only a small summary.
It's okay. I understand. Okay, but I'm not
a
sex offender.
You don't.
Natty.
You don't.
I'm not a sex offender.
You don't.
I'm not a sex offender because of Facebook.
But they're listening to what you're doing on the...
Who cares?
So as you can kind of gather, the newspaper article must be about some sex offender.
What does that have to do with anything?
I read a story recently about how a bunch of sex offenders have been kicked off of MySpace and Facebook and all these social networking things.
Yeah.
So that might be what the article she's talking about is about.
So she's afraid. I don't get it. Like, but he's not a sex offender.
I'm not a sex offender. It's not, but just read it. I happen to love you.
I'm just to be a sex offender.
You fuck! I can't sleep at night!
Why? I'm not a sex offender! Daddy, my videos are funny! They're not.
I just happen to love you!
I love you too, but I'm not a sex offender!
I can't take him. Camilla, you won't. You. You laugh.
Don't say
laugh. Laughs less.
She's not saying
this is serious. It's all over the television.
Daddy, sex offenders are people who get in trouble by the law for actually doing crimes that have to do with sexual
and
activity, like raping little
on
girls.
The internets and everything.
I don't rape little girls. I'm not a sex offender.
It's not only about
all little boys. I don't do that. Yes,
it's
it is.
What you're saying on the internet, too.
What do I say? What is
I don't know.
Well, if you don't know, if you don't know what he says on the internet, then what are you worried about? You just assume that your grandkid is saying illegal things on the internet.
They have to do with sexual activity towards minors.
If you're afraid of your kid or your grandkid getting arrested for being a sex offender on the internet, then maybe this isn't exactly the angle you should be coming at this conversation from. Like, you should not post this shit on the internet. Maybe what you should be saying is stop molesting children.
Yeah.
But I love you.
I happen to love you. Fuck, I can't sleep at night.
How can you yell at me because you don't know?
When I go down the basement.
What is going to do with the basement now?
You and your fucking friends.
You're going nuts, Eddie. You have to relax.
Not over you.
I'm not a sex offender.
Not only you laughing at me, too.
Nanny, he's not a sex offender.
You laughing at me, too.
He's not a sex offender.
I happen to love you, boy.
We love you too, Nanny. I'm not a sex offender.
Not as much as you love me. I'm sorry.
He's not a sex offender.
You can get in trouble.
Yes, Nanny.
I think I want to be here. Look how he's laughing.
He's videoing you. He's videoing
you. Nanny, you're so funny.
He's videotaping you.
Stop you, motherfucker. Stop it!
Old people are afraid of technology.
Yeah. I happen to love you, but not as much as you love me.
What does that even mean?
I think she got it backwards. I think she meant, because they said, we love you too. And I think she meant, like, not as much as I love you.
Yeah.
But, she got it backwards, but what the fuck? Man, this is why we need to kill all old people.
Oh, shit. Just stupid people. Like, she's so sure she knows everything. And how does she justify it?
Because I love you boys.
She's absolutely no points. Like, what is she even talking about? Yeah. You are going to get arrested for what? I'm not a sex offender. It's not just sex offenders. Okay, well, my videos are just funny. You're saying things on the internet.
In the basement with your friends.
That's what the internet is for.
Yeah, you fucking
for saying things on the internet.
This brings me to the same state of mind when I heard that video of that mayor. when she was she banned police from engaging in, you know, chasing criminals.
Oh yeah, you're not allowed to chase criminals anymore. So just the, let them go.
The guy interviewing her is like asking her serious questions, you know, that are very important. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, basically. And she's like, God loves you. God bless you. God loves you. And that's all she had. You know, that justifies everything.
Wow. Wow.
Because, I mean, okay, if you don't know what to say, saying that makes you look even more crazy.
Hey, crazy people frustrate the hell out of me.
Even if she said, like, I love you, you know, just, no, I love you.
That doesn't answer anything. I was
wondering about this this new law. Listen, do you love your kids? What the fuck are you talking, you know?
Yeah, just, crazy people frustrate the hell out of me because they don't even try to make sense.
Yeah.
And you can't talk to them. Like,
yeah. They don't just say, well, I can't answer that question. They just come back with some
just bullshit.
Fucked up bullshit remark that makes them look crazy. And they have no idea. They really think that. And I don't know. I don't want to get into it. But I've heard people at my work, they'll look at my earrings and whatever, and they'll just walk by and go, and I'm like, do you need any help? Can I help you today? And they're like, Jesus loves you. God bless you. God bless you. And they'll walk out of the aisle still saying and repeating.
It's like they're performing a magic incantation to protect themselves from your evil. Like saying the Lord's Prayer over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah. That old lady is something else.
Yeah, you shouldn't play it, but if you want to bring it up, this is old news. You know that video with the kid that told his mom he was an atheist?
Oh, yeah, that yeah, yeah.
That is so fucking good.
Yeah, there's this video on YouTube. This kid told his mom that he's an atheist.
He's got the camera going. And she has no idea.
The biggest part that, like, stood out to me.
Yeah, the best part.
Is that his mom says, all right, fine. All right, fine. Well, the whole time she's like, you can't just be an atheist all of a sudden. Like, you can't be an atheist. What are you talking about? You believe in God? And he's like, no, I don't. Like, that's what being an atheist means.
Yeah, he's like, I just told you.
And then so finally she gets fed up and she goes, all right, fine. You know what? If you're an atheist, if you don't believe in God, you're not getting any Christmas presents this year. And he's like, fine. Okay, if that's what it takes for you to just fucking accept it.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, okay,
way
first
to be
of all,
on the offensive.
First of all, even if you're 100% sure, like if you're a Christian, you're 100% sure that you're right. Like you're just completely dedicated to it and your kid comes home and says he's an atheist. How is the solution punishment?
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, well go to your room. Ooh. Oh, that, you know what,
that
you're
solves
right.
Everything.
Now I believe in Jesus. You're not going to get any Christmas presents.
That was the best part. That's one of my favorite videos of all time.
It's like, I mean, I guess presents, the presents part makes it different, but that's kind of like if you were Jewish. Yeah. And like you came home and said, I'm an atheist. And your parents were like, oh, yeah, well, you're not going to get to light the menorah this year. I didn't want to.
Yeah.
It was fine. Ah.
Yeah. Stupid people.
Well, speaking of stupid people, have you heard about this Twilight that the kids are into these days?
Can't get away from it.
I've seen both of the movies. I watched them both online because I'm a criminal. They're not as bad as everybody makes them out to be, but they're not good.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like Harry Potter. Like Harry Potter, I didn't really have a problem with, and I still don't, but the fans annoy the shit out of me.
Yeah,
it's
they
kinda,
do.
It's kind of like Star Trek. Like you can be into Star Trek, but like if you're a normal person who's into Star Trek, you're probably kind of quiet about it because you don't want to be lumped in with all the retards who are into Star Trek.
Yeah, exactly.
It's sort of the same deal. So I'm not really into Twilight, but like the people who are fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And there's this website called, My Life is Twilight, where, people post their musings about how their life is Twilight. And there's this website, this article I found that are the 10 most depressing My Life is Twilight entries. So they're just like little, kind of like Twitter posts.
Yeah. But before you begin, this is like, what? It's similar to that site.
Well, there's one called Fuck My Life.
Yeah. Which what is that?
Or F My Life, which is,
cause I've never been.
like people go on there and talk about how like something horrible that happened to them, basically. Like, I had a huge crush on this guy. I've been crushing on him all year.
Yeah.
And then I found out yesterday that he's my cousin. Like, fuck my life.
Yeah, fuck my life. Okay.
Stupid shit like that. It's sort of like that, except that these, I think, are meant to be positive.
Okay.
Or at least mostly. So, let's see. Like, number 10 is, today I realized that since I started reading the Twilight books, every time my husband and I argue or he says something mean to me, all I can think of is, Edward would never say that or treat me like that.
What a bitch.
And I guarantee she doesn't know what a bitch she sounds like.
That's not very Christian.
Here's another one. I had a dream I was having sex with Edward. Then the alarm clock went off and I rolled over and I seen my boyfriend next to me and I frowned. Then he looked at me and he asked, why are you staring at me? I replied, you're not Edward. Then he jumped up and said, Edward? Who's Edward? Fucking cunt.
Once you
wake up next to your boyfriend and what you're mad because he's not a fictional character.
How fucked up
it's
are
like
you?
It's like if I woke up and I rolled over and like looked at my girlfriend and she's like, why are you staring at me? And I'm like, you're not Lara Croft, Tomb Raider. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Number 8. Today I was sunbathing and my boyfriend came out shirtless to join me. I looked over at him and his chest was sparkling. When I asked him what he was doing, he just smiled and said, I wanted to sparkle because I know how sexy you think that Edward guy is. He used a whole tube of body glitter. A lot of these Twilight fans are not lookers, and I have a feeling their boyfriends aren't either. So I'm picturing some fat, hairy dude just glistening in the sun.
And glitter.
Just completely pussy-whipped, covering himself in glitter to appeal to his girlfriend.
Wow.
Who can only get a female boner at the sight of Edward from Twilight. Number 7. Today I came home from watching NM, which is New Moon, for the third time. Fucking
Jesus
retard.
Christ.
My boyfriend, waiting for me outside my house, asked that we go for a walk. Still in the New Moon trance, I said, oh no, buddy, you're not breaking up with me that easily. Which just makes her sound crazy to me, because it had nothing to do with anything. And she said, the look on his face was confusion. Then he smiled and said that he is smarter than Edward. These fucking guys, man.
What are they doing?
They must have the lowest self-esteem to put up with this bullshit. Number 6. Went to the New Moon midnight showing, asked my boyfriend if he would be willing to wear a shirt that said lion to match mine that said lamb. He agreed. I don't fully get that one.
Yeah, that's not so bad. But
it would have been worse if she had asked him to wear a shirt that said, like, Team Jacob or something.
Yeah.
Number 5. Yesterday night, I couldn't go to sleep because my crush had denied me, so I grabbed my Eclipse book and read where Edward said, you are the only one who has touched my heart. It will always be yours. Sleep, my love. And I pretended I was Bella and cried myself to sleep. Edward is perfect.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Oh, you fat whore. Number 4. In geography, we were learning about Native Indians, which is not really the politically correct term. At least she threw native in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were learning about Native Indians. We learned about reserves and treaties, and naturally, the only thing that came to my mind, because I'm a fucking idiot, was Jacob and La Push, which I guess, I don't remember this from seeing the movies, but I guess La Push is the name of the reservation they live on.
Yeah.
When my teacher asked the class if we could name any reserves, my friend and I both responded by shouting out, La Push, baby, La Push. Fucking.
What a cunt.
Dick bags. Yesterday morning, this is number 3, I told my boyfriend that he should come into my house through my window like Edward to watch me sleep. And this is me talking now, the sad part. Now this is her talking again. He did. These fucking
whoop.
Guys, these you fucking guys, whoop. You're just encouraging this fucking behavior.
Their standards are so low.
Number 2. I love Twilight so much, I can't wait until I turn 18. Then I can finally get an Edward tattoo with the word obsession written under it.
God.
My life really will be Twilight.
My life is complete.
At least they're marking themselves now so we can avoid them. Hey, saw you from across the bar. You look kind of cute. Oh, never mind. Have a good night. Number 1.
Number 1.
My friend gave me a perfume for my birthday, and it said Twilight on it. I started screaming up and down thinking she bought me the actual trademark perfume. But then because I'm a cunt, I noticed the smaller print by Sarah Jessica Parker. I stopped screaming and I said, oh, I really hurt her feelings.
Man.
What a fucking cunt.
Man.
Fucking cunt.
Yeah, I never saw the second movie, but Jesus. I don't know. I didn't think it'd get this out of control.
Aldi likes those movies, but the thing is, Aldi doesn't own, like, all of the books and doesn't wear, like, Team Edward, Team Jacob shirts, doesn't go to the midnight launch, doesn't fucking orgasm in her pants every time she sees Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, and she was critical on the second one, New Moon.
Yeah.
Like, she really didn't like it that much.
Those fucking wolves looked retarded. Plus the whole thing about Twilight is like it's supposed to be like this big fucking love story, but like I'm pretty sure I've only seen it once, but I'm pretty sure in the first movie they pretty much explain that the main Bella, I think, the main girl.
Yeah, Bella.
Can't help being in love with the vampire guy because they are like magical and like give off pheromones and have magical powers and can just sort of seduce anyone. So she's not,
oh, shit.
It's not even real.
Yeah.
It's like she's been enchanted, but it's
not
like,
even real love.
But it's so romantic.
Yeah.
And then and the fucking werewolves, like
the
one of the werewolf guys, like they apparently when they get like they turn into werewolves when they get angry, like the Hulk.
Yeah.
So one of them got in an argument with his girlfriend one time, turned into a werewolf and clawed her face. And now her face is all disfigured, but they're still together because that makes sense. So I guess the moral of that little story is that domestic abuse is okay if you're really mad. You're really, really mad.
Yeah.
It's just the whole thing is
madly
fucking
in love.
Yeah, exactly. Madly in love.
Yeah, all this shit reminds me of like old, not necessarily old, but like a older demographic of women, single women that read romantic novels.
Yeah.
But this shit is like on a new level. This whole Twilight thing seems to be more like the fans are into like they're furries. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Like Team Edward, Team Jacob.
It's like this weird,
I love the guy that turns into
culture.
A wolf. Yeah.
Yeah. And the wolves, by the way, looked like shit. Like they're just giant wolves, but they don't look even remotely real.
It's not a werewolf.
It's awful.
By definition.
Well, it depends. Actually, I think werewolf could kind of go either way. It could either be somebody
like
who turns
wolf.
Into like part wolf or somebody who turns into a wolf.
Okay.
But one of my favorite parts, though, is that the wolf guys, when they turn into wolves, they're not wearing clothes.
Yeah.
So they're just wolves. For some reason, that doesn't seem to affect their pants. Like they use that as an excuse for them to never wear shirts. Like I might as well not wear a shirt because as soon as I turn into a wolf, I'm just going to lose it anyway. But they still wear pants. So it's obviously just them pandering to the female audience.
Yeah, definitely. That's fucking sick to me.
And, you know, you mentioned romance novels. Have I ever mentioned this before? My mom, I don't know if she still does, but she used to read, like, those trashy romance novels you can pick up at, like, the drugstore or whatever.
Really? Oh, man.
And I always thought, you know, like, they've always got, like, big, muscly, like, Fabio dudes on the front. With,
always.
Like, long blonde hair, and they're always period pieces.
Yeah.
And I always thought they were just, like, just poorly written period pieces. That involved romance. But I picked one up one time because my mom would leave them around the house. And there was one sitting in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I picked it up and I flipped to a random page and just started reading. And it's porn.
Really?
They're porn. I mean, it's all text. There's no pictures, but it's text porn.
That's what I hear. Yeah.
Like throbbing members and thrusting.
That bad?
Yes, yes. Throbbing member, I specifically remember reading.
Like, you can get that shit online. Like, I've gone to porn sites and you can read, like, sex stories that people write.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I remember when I was, a teenager, like early teens going through puberty and stuff.
Yeah.
I used to read some of those. And
same here.
I would read like fan fiction sort of. It wasn't the same as like the slash fiction shit though. Like,
yeah.
Where it's like so and so meets so and so and they have gay sex. It was like I read an X-Men one once about like Gambit fucking some female mutant who was also a gymnast. And I specifically remember the only thing I remember was that because she was a gymnast, she had already lost, she was a virgin, but she had already lost her hymen, like doing something on the parallel bars or something.
Oh, fuck.
I specifically remember that. So, like, they didn't want to have all that gory blood in there.
Yeah.
So they wrote away her hymen. They wrote her hymen out of the story.
Wow.
Yeah,
I was into that shit for, it was very brief, though. Like,
yeah, it was when I was pretty young.
I just got into it because I could picture it vividly in my head. And it seemed realistic. But it's so, I think I got out of it quickly because it was so exaggerated, like throbbing, you know, veiny.
A lot of it also, like, a lot of it was weird. Like, a lot of it wasn't just like, hey, this dude and this chick
woke up and have sex. Yeah, they would throw shit in there, yeah.
Like, there would be, like, I remember, I didn't read the whole thing, but there was one I found once that was some, it was a story about this dude that had some kind of bowel problem.
Oh, that's fucking
Not like he would shit himself or anything. It was gross, but it wasn't gross like that. Like, yeah. It wasn't like he was dumping all over the place or anything, but something where, like, he was constantly suffering from abdominal pain.
Yeah.
And the only way to relieve it was to, like, have something. He had this female friend that would come over and basically jam her hand all the way
in his ass
and, like, flex her fingers and stuff. And that was the only way to relieve the pain. So, but, like, I guess then, like, they became more than friends. I don't really remember the story, and I didn't read the whole thing. But
who gets off on that shit?
Yeah, it was so weird.
Can you imagine having a friend that, like, is really into that and tries to convince you it's okay?
Dude, you got
to
check out this story. This is so, like, this is the greatest love story ever written. Yeah. I don't know.
I would totally tell his mom.
Check out what your son was trying to make me read. Well, speaking of bees, have you ever been watching a movie on TV and, you know, like, it's a movie that really shouldn't have been on TV?
Yeah.
And so they, instead of, like, bleeping it out, a lot of times they'll make a TV edit where they've redubbed a lot of the lines.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Like, with fucking R movies and shit. Yeah.
Like, they'll change, like, God damn to just God or just damn or gosh darn or whatever. Yeah. You know, just stupid stuff like that. Like, just
gosh dang
out.
It. Yeah.
But here's a list of 11 great edited for television movie lines.
Yeah.
And some of these are quite a bit more creative than that. Like, for example, number 11 is from The Breakfast Club. The original line was, do you slipper the hot beef injection?
Yeah.
You know, like the, you know, yeah, you know what it means.
Oh, yeah.
But the edited line was, did you slipper the hot wild affection?
That's pretty good, yeah. That's clever.
And then, yeah, he goes into that whole spiel, like, he's talking about his dad.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck me? No, dad, fuck you. Well, apparently they changed all the fucks to flip. Flip me? It always sounds so stupid.
Yeah.
Here's another one, number 10, National Lampoon's Vacation.
Mm.
The original line was, fuck yo mama.
All right.
So where could they possibly go with that? Flip yo mama?
Yeah.
Nope. They changed it to a complete different sentence that's way longer.
Really?
They changed it to, man, who do I look like, Christopher Columbo?
Jesus.
I'd spent a long time since I've seen that movie, so I don't really understand the context. That's bizarre.
Yeah.
The Usual Suspects is number 9. The original line was, hand me the keys, you fucking cocksucker. The edited line was, hand me the keys, you fairy godmother. I guess that still works as an insult, but it doesn't quite have the same impact. This next one is one of my favorites. It's from Do the Right Thing. It's number 8. The original line was, motherfucker.
That's it.
Seems like one you'd probably encounter a lot.
Yeah.
And the edited line was, Mickey Ficky. God damn, Mickey Ficky. Like, how is that? That would sound so unnatural.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I just said that was one of my favorites, but I think the next one is my favorite.
Really?
The next one is from The Big Lebowski.
Oh, God.
And the original line was, this is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass. Actually, there's two lines. The first one was, this is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass. And the second one is, do you see what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass? And it's the scene where he's beating the shit out of that car
because
he thinks that kid bought it. The edited line is, this is what happens when you fight or find a stranger in the Alps.
This is what happens when you fight a stranger in the Alps. That doesn't even make sense.
I know. And the other line is, do you see what happens when you fix a stranger's scrambled eggs?
God damn.
The next one, number 6, is from Mallrats. The original line was, Jesus, how much did you smoke? All it took was a fat chronic blunt. These guys were lightweights.
All right.
The edited line was, Jesus, how much did you smoke? All it took was a fat karate punch. These guys were lightweights.
Jesus.
Next one is number 5 is from Casino.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck me? Fuck me? You motherfucker. The edited line is, forget me? Forget you, you mother forgetter.
Oh, man, that's bad.
The forget thing is fairly common, I think. Yeah. And it's cheesy and it doesn't really work, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
But mother forgetter, really? Really? What does that mean?
Yeah, like, what was the one before for motherfucker?
Mickey Ficky.
Mickey Ficky was better, yeah.
You Mickey Ficky.
At least, you know, the audience watching can laugh about that one because they know.
You mother forgetter.
You Mickey Flippy.
Mickey Ficky.
Mickey, yeah.
The Exorcist, number 4.
All right.
Your mother sucks cocks in hell, you faithless slime. The edited line is, your mother sews socks that smell, you faithless slime.
Ooh.
It sounds like a bad yo mama joke. Like, yo mama sews socks that smell.
Ooh. Yeah, that's bad.
It's almost like a tongue twister. Like, your mother sews socks that smell. Like,
yeah.
He sells seashells.
Maybe that's
the
point.
She sells seashells. Whatever.
So you don't catch it.
I guess. Scarface. Scarface must have been a pain in the ass to edit.
That would be great to watch it on television. I never have.
The original line was, where'd you get that beauty scar, tough guy? Eating pussy? Actually, there's 2 for this one, too. The other line is, this town, like a great big pussy just waiting to get fucked. Okay, so the edited lines are, where'd you get the beauty scar, tough guy? Eating pineapple? Which I guess
pineapple
completely changes the context.
Yeah.
And the other one is, this town like a great big chicken just waiting to get plucked. Actually, that one doesn't seem as bad to me.
Yeah, that's PG, I guess.
Well, what I mean is it at least conveys the same idea, kind of.
Yeah.
But eating pineapple.
Where'd you get that scar?
And Snakes on a Plane, I think.
Oh, no.
This one is pretty infamous, I think. I had heard about this one before. The original line was, enough is enough. I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Classic.
The edited line is enough. I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane. And
that's
actually
good shit.
There's a clip of this one, just in case you don't believe it. And here's another classic that I had heard of before. Die Hard is number 1.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. How would they change that? Mother Forgetter?
Yeah.
Mother Flipper? Mickey Ficky?
Mickey Ficky.
No. Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon. And as far as I know, Mr. Falcon is not a character in the movie. Has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
What does that mean, Mr. Falcon?
I have no idea.
Apparently,
that's retarded.
Apparently there have been variations, like one of them was Melon Farmer. Yippee-ki-yay, Melon Farmer.
That's even worse.
That's worse because it's kind of like calling somebody a banana brain.
Yeah.
But at least it kind of makes sense. Like, it's still an insult then. And not like, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like a silly insult.
If you call
Mr. Falcon doesn't mean anything.
Yippee-ki-yay, some guy that's not in the movie.
It's like if I said, like, yippee-ki-yay, Jacob Steinberg. Like,
that makes no fucking sense. Yeah.
All right.
I guess it's a level up.
And that's all of those.
That is it. That was great. I would love to be behind that shit, like to create the lines behind, you know, R-rated films. We gotta have you say this again, but you know, to write the new script for television.
Did you happen to see Die Hard with a Vengeance, or not Die Hard with a Vengeance? I'm sorry, Live Free or Die Hard in the theater. Have you seen it at all?
I haven't yet.
Well, you should.
I know
it's Die Hard, so you should at least see it once. It's not as good as some of the other Die Hard movies. I'd say it's better than Die Hard 2, but just about anything's better than Die Hard 2.
Yeah.
But, for whatever reason, I guess to reach a broader audience, they decided they shot it basically like it was an R-rated film.
Yeah.
But then they edited it to be a PG-13 film.
That's right, yeah.
And you can tell. It's really? Like watching it on TV. Like, if you buy it on DVD or whatever, or Blu-ray.
Yeah, you get the...
You can get the unrated version.
Yeah.
And it's like it was intended to be.
Yeah.
But there are lines where you can tell that their mouths are not saying what the audio is saying.
That's fucking garbage.
When I saw it in the theater, and it's like, it was like watching it on TV.
That's one thing, yeah, to get away with on television, but on the movie screen, you know, that's bullshit.
It was fucked up. They did leave Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, in there, yeah. But I think you can get away with that, you know, if you keep it down to a certain number. So I think they intentionally cut a bunch of the other swearing out so that they could keep Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, in there.
Yeah, if you say fuck, like, or shit, I don't know. I think it's fuck if you say it too many times.
I'm pretty sure.
In a film, it's an R film.
Shit probably counts, too.
Yeah. That's so silly.
The ratings are weird, though, because you can show full frontal nudity, I think, in a PG-13 movie, depending on how you do it somehow.
Yeah.
Like, but it's so weird. Like, I don't understand how movies get rated.
I never will. Yeah. It's all these silly moral fags out there.
Yeah. Well, it's getting to be about that time.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
I think we should wrap this up.
Wrap it up.
So, you can email me at Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
And or Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
You can send us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Or you can always Skype us. There's a link on the front page of our website. Donate, and I wanted to just, you know, send a general thank you out to anybody who has donated already. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, fuck yeah. Thank you, guys.
It is no longer either of our birthday months, although, you know, Christmas is coming up. There's always going to be some reason. Yeah, check us out on the Facebook page.
Facebook.
Become a fan. Suggest us to your friends. Check out the Twitter. Order yourself some free stickers. We're a little bit backed up on that now. We have to get some of those orders sent out.
Yeah.
But they're free, so quit your bitching.
We got so many orders, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, so. It was so popular.
Yeah.
What am I forgetting? Am I forgetting anything?
That's about it.
I always feel like I'm forgetting something, but I guess not. Okay. Thanks for being with us
this week. Thanks for checking us out this week, guys. We'll check you next week.
You're all a bunch of filthy hornets.
Oh, hornets. Oh, fuck this shit.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Just making sure that they're still working.
All right.
Okay. I'm about to burp. God damn it. Every time. Feel free to light up.
I don't get it. Every fucking episode. Yeah. It's the beer, I know.
It is. I'm a pretty burpy guy anyway. Did I ever tell you my dad can't burp? Like he never.
I think you mentioned that.
He never has.
Really? Ever?
Ever.
I cannot believe that.
He went to the hospital once because of horrible abdominal pains. Turns out it was just gas, but he couldn't get rid of any of it because he doesn't burp.
What a pussy. What kind of man can't burp?
He just can't. And he's not the only one. I've heard of other people who can't. I don't know how that's possible.
I know Aldi can like burp on command, like burp, you know?
I can't do that either.
Just burp. I can't even describe what I'm doing. I just do it.
I knew kids in school that could do it. I can't do it. That's when I realized I could do that thing with my tongue because I was trying to find a way around it.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be one of the cool kids. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
I guess we should do this.
Yeah.